Bedtime Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this goofy little editing program, which is probably 3 revisions too old, ramble a little bit in between, sort of like I just did, and post the resulting mess for your enjoyment and displeasure. This is weekly challenge number... which one? 208. And the topic is Vacation Time is Over. The music you're hearing in the background is just something I dragged out of some public domain thing, but, you know, you can get some good background music for your stories from Guy David at guydavid.com. I've got a fun batch of stories this week on the subject of Vacation Time is Over, so let's go ahead and hear them in the order that I received them. First up is the fake banjo-wielding midget. Okay, this is going to be interesting.
The sea meets the beach and moans. A sea of half-naked human forms stretch as far as the eye can see. I stretch my legs on the sand and sigh, taking a last look as I wield my banjo. I could stay forever, but it's time to leave. My master wants me to read your stories, you lazy schmucks. Why couldn't you record it yourselves? Why did you have to spoil my vacation? And my master, why can't he read those stories himself? Why does he have to make me do them? Ah, life is hard for a slave.
Thank you, banjo playing midget. I hope you're doing well. And it's nice to hear from you. Normally you'll hear one of my stories on this feed, you know. I don't know why I use that line, because there's nothing normal about this. Thank you, banjo playing midget, wherever you are. Now, if you had a hard time understanding that, which I thought it was clear as day, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic for next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites, so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them a banjo playing midget, or just a banjo, and then perhaps let them raise their own midget. I don't know how you... there's all this talk about, you know, how you select a boy or a girl or... But I can tell you this, there's probably some chemicals you can take and ensure that your child grows up stunted and stubby. All right, well... next up is TJ. Now, TJ... I've heard a rumor, and I've been looking through this almanac here trying to find North Dakota, but I'm sure that it's somewhere. However, if you're really nice, and you close your eyes, and you listen to this story, you'll feel like you're already there.
Hello, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. And this is vacation. The weather was beautiful.
went on vacation. Gray, rainy days, winds that threatened to blow my umbrella inside out like a Buster Keaton routine. Spent most of my time inside shoveling out the DVR, napping, nursing a cold. It's certainly been relaxing, but as my vacation comes to a close, I find it's been disappointing. And if I'm ready to get back to work, they're ready for me too. I've been gone 4 days and already making huge mistakes on my features pages. Maybe if I return to work, I'll feel better and the weather will improve.
Thank you, TJ, and it's good to know that you're feeling great up there in North Dakota. I hope you're enjoying the lovely spring weather. Okay, that's me pretending that I didn't listen to the story, and... No, my God, are you okay, man? Should have some chicken soup, or dress a doctor up as a chicken, or dress a chicken up as a doctor, or something there, man. Wow. Ooh, okay. You're scaring me, man. Next up, I think, is a rookie. I'm pretty sure. He doesn't say he's a rookie, but I don't recognize the name, which means I may have memory problems. It's John, but it's not spelled with an H. The H is not just silent, but completely absent. Probably up there in North Dakota, sneezing and hacking, too. Anyway, here's John and his story.
Of course I'll behave myself, silly Billy. Then I'll have to trust you. Have a safe trip. I don't trust you. I kiss her goodbye through a half-closed window and drive off into the dust. It's baking hot this time of year, and I've not found a mechanic worth a damn to fix the creaking AC. Electronics and computer guys I can find, however, and know enough myself to pay a fair price. I trust my surveillance. So before she returns with smiles and stories and trinkets, I'll know what measure to take. Trust is an obsolete term for incomplete information.
Wow, the midget is really getting a workout this week. Maybe he should get his own podcast at some point. Although, he'll probably take this one over eventually. Oh well, thank you, John S., and hopefully we can hear your lovely, soothing voice at some point. Just the microphone and the record and the... You can do it. I believe in you. And even if you sound really goofy. I mean, we put up with Zachman, don't we? Actually, I kind of like Zachman's voice. Well, I guess now would be a perfect time to play his story. Here we go, Zachman.
Too bad vacation... 2021 has ended. My favorite part was TJ's podcasting hall of fame, even if it was a side trip between seeing my parents in a dinosaur dig. The virtual reality displays were so cool that I almost had to change my boxer briefs when a nocturnal jumped out at me from behind the Scott Sigler display. I wonder how they got Lawrence Simon's VR cat to shed. I was surprised that Tony C. Smith loaned TJ the Starship Sofa Hugo Award. The grandchildren loved Dr. Floyd 3D vidcast. Finally, the rolls at the croissant station tasted great.
Oh, man, Dr. Floyd, you bring back good memories. Thank you. Thank you, Zach, man. You know the one podcast that I miss the most? Steve Hogg on Ice. Steve Graham. He was just bizarre. The midget idea came from him. And then you've got Night Guy. You know, the whole, you know, the time in Israel is hiding up my nose. You know, we got him to do all sorts of crazy stuff there. That was good. And then King Bonk was bizarre. 20 minutes of just rambling with the strangest stuff in the background. And then IMAO, just the time has flown. But there are so many new podcasts out there. I mean, you've got Great Heights, and you've got Snark Tank, and you've got some other Scotland, and you've got Luscious Leftovers, and you got all these, and TJ's podcast about the TV stuff. Although, you don't, I mean, there's no more Looking for the American Myth anymore. I don't even remember who used to do that. I've forgotten. He used to do the statistics here. Isn't that strange? I don't remember. Kind of sad, really. I'm forgetting things now. We're coming up on 5 years for this podcast, too. Yeah. I remember Pickle Tales. In fact, there's a revival of Pickle Tales, sort of. Maybe I should do something completely out of character and inject a promo into this show. Yeah, I could do that.
Audio storytelling is experiencing a new renaissance.
Shh, quiet. It's a renaissance.
Now the gatekeepers have fallen.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
And anyone with a story and a microphone can get their story heard.
Hey, I've got a microphone.
Only thing is being heard over all those other people with microphones and stories. How do you prove yourself worthy of the ears of the listeners?
Kill them in a bullfight.
By participating in a podcast competition, of course. Announcing Merciless Storytellers, Performance Without Pity. Whether you're an experienced podcaster or whether you've just brought home your first microphone, anyone is free to submit a story. First rounds will play all submitted stories 5 at a time. The listeners will vote, and then the winners of those rounds proceed to the semifinals. And then those winners have the opportunity to challenge our merciless storytelling staff for a chance to win prizes.
Underscore.
Check out mercilessstorytellers.blogspot.com for more information.
Ooh, porn.
And let the storytelling begin!
Okay, well, that tells you what project I got roped into. Yeah, it's kind of like Pickle Tales, only less pickly and more Christiana-y. And okay, Kimi's in there, and Will Ross is in there, and maybe Phil Rossi will be in there, but he's too busy being famous and all that. You know, he won the first one, but that doesn't mean he's going to win this one. So you, too, might have the opportunity to lose in horrific fashion to Phil Rossi. But unlikely. He does all these audio novels and all that, but you know what? He can't. I think he gave it all in that competition where he had to. You know the movie where they're going up into space, Gattaca, and the twin says, "I didn't hold anything back." He didn't hold anything back when he defeated me, and so I don't think he has anything left in him. I mean, yeah, okay, he had the album and the book deal, and okay. All right, who's next? Oh, good, it's Steven the Nuclear Man. Thank you. I can just, first rule of holes, stop digging. Okay, here's Steven.
A long time ago, best beloved, when the tree people returned from their vacation, they were very tired. They'd gone to the Bahamas, and it was a very long walk back. So when the tree people got home, they wanted to sleep. But they couldn't. The mostly hairless apes that lived next door kept them up all night long. The apes were making babies really loudly. So the next day, while the apes slept peacefully, breathing clearly, the tree people returned the favor. That night, the apes' nose were too clogged to make babies, and the tree people slept peacefully.
Uh, This is why you should always do it with a face mask on. Oh, thank you, Stephen, and thank you for letting us know about the nefarious schemes of the tree people. Instead of making babies, make pancakes. Oh, yeah. Although, really, babies taste better for breakfast. Trust me on this. I just had breakfast. I need to go for my walk. I mean, those babies, you can really pack on the pounds. But pancakes? Oh, you make them out of buckwheat or something healthy. You don't put too much butter on them, but oh my god, the maple syrup. Okay, I give up. But you can put maple syrup on a baby, can't you? Hold on. We can ask Justin about that. Melody's still technically a baby, sort of, kinda? I don't know. What do you think, Justin? What's your thoughts on this?
Space Turtle! Justin Lowmaster here with my 100-word story. I just want to mention that if you go to my website right now, or later, or 5 minutes ago, that I have a story called Send In. Excuse me, it's, you can buy it for $1, and it's through PayPal, or if you send me $1 in the mail, I'll email you the PDF. Hope to soon have it on Kindle and Smashwords, etc. So maybe the Apple iBook Store. So there'll be some good stuff in there. Anyway, so vacation and the end thereof, or something like that. With the shades of summer closing and the doors of balmy weather sealing tight, the hotel would not be full for some time. Room 19 felt the loneliness set in. The hotel staff never let room 19 unless all the other rooms were filled. Still, 19 got to savor the warm comforts of company a few times a year. People slept so long and deeply in the room and left 19 feeling satisfied. But soon after, there was that yearning for more. But alas, winter has come. Time to hibernate, conserve energy, and wait for the next meal to come.
Thank you, Justin. And it's good to hear that you're back. Yay! Okay, everybody, all together now. Yay! All right, and remember, if you've got an iPad or an iPhone or the App Store or whatever, you can get his book. Woohoo! All right. Next up is Jay Radimus. That's right. And he's brought a special guest. I'm going to leave the surprise until the next story. You're going to have to listen to find out.
Hello. This is Jay Radimus, back to record my own story for the weekly challenge, the number 208, the prompt of vacation time is over. My apologies for being absent the past few times, but my story is entitled Silver-Toned Boss. Some of the workers had demanded a meeting with Boss Grant. They were threatening to unionize. He was having none of it.
Tell me, what's so bad about this place? Do I beat you? Starve you? What? He asked.
No, sir, Boss Grant, they quickly replied. We just want these weekends we've heard about.
Oh, come now, he eased. You don't want weekends. If you didn't work for 2 days, how would you like coming back?
You wouldn't. They slowly nodded.
So you agree, weekends would be a bad thing, right?
None of them could think how he was wrong. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Yay! Thank you, Jay Radimus. It's good to have you back. We missed you. I'm looking outside. Is it going to be a decent weather day, or is it going to be a suck weather day? Weather.cron.com, the largest city newspaper, which has never won a Pulitzer. Ooh, frightening, scary. I should have gotten my ass out there to do my walk. Oh, dear. This doesn't look good. Yeah, we were going to do some gardening today. Not. Oh, well, at least the plants will get watered. Oh, speaking of plants will get watered, let's find out who that special guest is.
Hello, this is Jeronimus. I'm now recording for my wife, Trish, who decided she wanted to give this 100-word story a try. She liked the prompt, so this is her entry for the weekly challenge 208. The vacation time is over, and her story is untitled, and here it is. The vacation was over. She enjoyed the times that he was gone. Her life was calm and peaceful. She had gotten used to it by now. The doctors, the hospitals, the medical tests, the inevitable diagnosis of pancreatitis and uncontrolled diabetes. She would even know how long he'd be gone, according to what the test results were. What she would never get used to was the way he treated her. The mood swings, the violence. One more reason why none of it was his fault. But eventually the phone would ring. His test results were normal. He was coming home. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jay Radimus and Trish, our special guest. And if you're looking for a title for that, how about The Rabid Cougar in the Batting Cage? Okay, maybe not. How about Martha, Let's Bowl? No? Okay, how about Ice Cream for Everyone, But You, Loser? Oh, I don't know. I'm not good with coming up with stories and titles. I can't do that. I only do it 6 days a week, and then I just can't do it every single day. I leave it to Planet Z to finish off the week. Oh, no. Maybe if I had someone like Ari Gaffer at my side, I could come up with that kind of stuff. But Anima has him in her pocket. Well, I guess we'll see what Anima has for this week.
Hello. Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 208. This is Working Girl. Once I dreamed of office work. I'd watch paralegals and clerks traipse downtown streets in short skirts and high heels while I dug the dirt out from under my nails. I wanted to have a job where new Carhartt bibs were not considered the height of fashion. The nice thing about construction was when you were moneyed up or tired of employment, you bought a plane ticket to the nearest beach, and the typical job ended before the boredom set in. 5 years ago, a friend gave me a break and helped me get into sales. Vacation time is over.
Thank you, Anima. I've always wondered what a podcast would sound like if recorded in someone's bathroom. Although, Mikey from MikeyPod did one recording in his bathroom, a shower cast, at my suggestion, because he had, like, this really neat new recorder, and I think he suggested it was waterproof as a joke, and I said, okay, fine, if you do all your mad rambles in the shower, might as well, you know, record from in there, because he was, like, talking all wonderful about his new shower. It's like, fine, do a podcast within there. Be crazy. Do something funny. Do something wild and random. Yeah. As if I do that. Oh, well, speaking of someone who does something wild and random every now and then, it's not just any ordinary Joe, it's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 208, with the prompt of Vacation Time is Over. Well, here's my story. Willem sipped his wine, then spoke into the delicately blown goblet. Philippe du Caril has invited me to his chateau on the Riviera. He glanced surreptitiously at his companion. Johann dug dirt from under his yellow fingernails with the tip of his dagger and said, "Don't fret. I've been wanting to visit a spa in Sweden. They say the women..." He was interrupted as a man burst through the door. Blood dribbled from twin holes in his neck. His eyes glowed red. "Holiday's over already?" Willem asked and set his goblet on the table. Johann sighed deeply and nodded. Thanks for listening. Remember to come out to Great Heights this week and enter. And if you don't enter, at least listen and vote. And we'll see you next week.
You know what? When I go out for my walk in the horrible, awful rain, I'm going to listen to this week's Great Heights. I'm getting out my iPod right now. It's in the drawer. If I don't, you know, I used to leave it docked on the iPod dock. The problem is it doesn't charge up anymore on there, so I have to leave it plugged in during the day. You know, after I go for my walk and do all my walks, when I get home from work, when I get home from the walk, I plug it in because the laptop's almost always on. I don't leave it on overnight, though. I mean, that's when the demons attack. But still, I'll listen to Great Heights while I'm out there. And you should, too. You should go on a daily walk, and if Great Heights is like, oh, God, it's 30 minutes, it's an hour. Perfect amount of time for a good walk to get the hell away from it all. That's what I think. I'm trying to get away from it all. Everything. You too. Leave me alone. Oh. Okay, so there's one last story after Norval Joe's story. And thank you, Norval Joe, for not just that story, but also the reminder that Great Heights is out there. If you're just a blabbermouth and can't keep it under 100 words, I mean, come on. All right, so here we go with our good friend and good enemy, too, Planet Z.
Instead of buying an expensive trip to Europe, Alice wanted a virtual one. Everything is digitized and neurostreamed, a computer-based world in which you can't tell the difference from the real one. Artificial intelligence provides the French, the Germans, everyone. For 2 weeks, no worries or stress, and you're completely safe. Stored in the rendering facility and subjected to neurostimular workout routines. Eat and drink all you want, and still lose weight. Amazing. Big Ben tolls. 2 weeks are over, and the hotel begins to fade. And I'm fading too? Oh no, I'm going back to the storage vault. No!
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories written because vacation time is over. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 208. Now that you're done listening, you can go back and listen to these stories over again. Or you can actually do something. You can participate. Interaction. Involvement. Activism. You can go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com where the text of the stories are located. Links to people's sites that they provided. Although sometimes I screw up and just put in the same site that they always do. I'm just lazy that way. I'm sorry. I really should update the site and update my links. I should put in a link to Merciless Storytellers on the side and move up the links to Great Heights and provide a link to the Inksters thing, the Bookstacks podcast that I was interviewed for last week, and a link to the play that I was a part of that got really vicious reviews. Yeah. Oh, they recorded it. They recorded it. Somebody did a McKinley recording of all of it, so you can actually see how goofy it is. Oh, and I'm going to be at West of Ireland also this week in Second Life. I think it's Wednesday at 7. Wednesday is kind of their wild card day, so they throw in any goofball off the street and while I was on the street. Oh, their charity's changed. It's no longer the one they bring the Catholic and the Protestant Irish kids together and make them fight in a pit with knives. But they do it in the United States because it's illegal to do that in Ireland, unless you bet on the kids, and with them being so poor in Ireland, they don't have the money to bet. But, you know, you bring them over to the United States and we're just flush with money. So, now they're doing it for War Child, where it's the same thing with kids fighting, but they're actually in Uzbekistan and the Sudan. And it isn't just Irish kids, because, you know, Irish are wimps. They can't fight with the darn anyway. But, you know, these kids from Kazakhstan, they can rip their head off. You know, it's like, you know, I wanted French toast. Well, we're having pancakes today. Anyway, it's warchild.ca, which, Canada. Anyway, that you can vote for your favorites. You can click 1, 2, you can click for all of them, like Planet Z. You can click for all of them if you're really nuts. And that lets us know who's going to pick the topic for the next week. Although, I've declared a wild card for this week. And go to the promo and you'll see more about it. And hear more about it. And maybe smell more about it, too. Although, I really don't feel like wasting the bandwidth for smell vision yet. Alright, well that's it for today. I'm going to go ahead and render this up and then go for my walk. In case of keeping the score, I'm down to 238 pounds, which is down 17 from the peak of 255, and I was 242 here at the beginning of the month. I kind of slowed down a little, even though I picked up the pace on the workouts, I made a few mistakes. Last night I had two gratins, fish fillet sandwiches with pickles and with one slice of American cheese each. I'm really healthy. Okay, it's white bread. But I'm not going to eat all that much today. So, but it's fish. It wasn't like I was eating red meat or whatever. Okay, so it's soaked in garlic butter and that. I give up. I'm just going to go to McDonald's. It doesn't blow my brains out. Actually, I haven't eaten McDonald's for almost a year. Maybe two. I go there once a year. Just to beat the crap out of me, you know, okay, Richard, shut up, and then eat it, and just stuff my face and mush, mush, mush until it's disgusting, and that keeps me from eating that crap for you. I don't actually swallow it. Oh well, that's it for today's stories. We'll tune in tomorrow for another 100-word story from yours truly. And then, after 6 yours trulys, on the 7th day, you get a rest from it, and eat the good stuff, which is you. So, thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing. Okay, folks, here's the deal. I'd like to change the Keep It Brief tagline from my voice to yours. So, in addition to your story, if you could just record yourself saying, Keep It Brief, in some tone or whatever, or you could have, like, drum roll, Keep It Brief, or like have a whole opera sing it, or have your dog say it, you know, say it in a doggy voice, Keep It Brief. Yeah, I want to have some fun with that. So if you could send in a recording of just the phrase, Keep It Brief, and this can be from the storytellers, this could be from listeners out there who don't ever, you know, send in stories because they're not creative. I'm giving you the line, Keep It Brief. That's all you have to say. So even if you can't put 100 words together to save your life, you can put 3 words together, right? You can say, call the police, right? So I think you can say, keep it brief. So go ahead and send that in MP3 format, WAV format, you know, anything that I can read. If it's in, like, you know, ancient scrolls, or you send me Egyptian pottery in which you were, you know, spinning it on a potter's wheel and you had a stylus. No, that won't do. But I will use it as a vase and put some lovely flowers in it. But still, the line, keep it brief, and I've managed to waste 2 minutes asking for it. So you know that I can't keep it brief. So there you go. The new Keep It Brief campaign. From 100 Word Stories.